This is Heart and Soul, playing the music of the Church throughout the ages.
The invitation for the Holy Spirit to come is found in our next hymn before David comes to bring the word for today. It's Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. This version from the album Best Loved Hymns. Our regular Heart and Soul speaker, David Evans, with a word for you. David?
Thanks, Jan. How do we spend our lives? Looking backwards or looking forward? I guess it all depends on which way you want to travel. I've never yet heard of any car driver successfully travelling in a forward direction by constantly looking in the rear vision mirror. Keep your eyes on the road ahead is wise advice to any would-be driver. And yet what we naturally do when we are driving a car we fail to do often in life. We spend so much time looking back. Sometimes it's because we don't like what we see in front of us, and so we sit down and dream of the good old days. The old men of Israel failed to appreciate the new temple built after the exile because they were too busy remembering the glories of the temple they experienced from their childhood before the exile, the Temple of Solomon. So they bemoaned the revelation of the new temple. There is no point in being so backward-looking that we miss out on new things God is saying to the church. Besides, if we're honest with ourselves, there really is no such thing as the good old days. Basically, we have selective memory when we indulge our fantasies about the past and we tend to edit out the bad experiences that were surely just as much a part of our pasts as were good things. Life in any age is a mix of good and bad experiences, and as long as we are locked into the backward look, we'll be frozen in time and miss out on what God is doing. One of my favourite verses in the Bible is the one that has God saying, "Behold, I make all things new." There are new experiences, new revelations always available to the child of God. Living on what happened yesterday is like living on yesterday's food. There might be some taste left in it, but it's not fresh. They say that the sooner you can get vegetables from the ground to the table, the more goodness and peak of vitamin content is available. We've all tasted things that are well past their prime. Memories are good if they are set in the context of our total lives. Some people never seem to want to get beyond their yesterdays. As someone said, "Today is yesterday, tomorrow." Think about that. As good as it is today, We are on a journey that will lead us into tomorrow. If we are so absorbed by our yesterdays today, we will learn nothing today that will fit us out for tomorrow. What are some of the things that we get bogged down in that happened in the past? So often present bitterness is the result of dwelling consistently on hurts that happened to us yesterday. The bridge that leads us from yesterday's hurts to tomorrow's well-being and blessing is the forgiveness and letting go that we do today. Grudges are all rooted in yesterday. Many sicknesses are rooted in yesterday through negative attitudes we picked up because it seemed the sweet thing to do to entertain negative thoughts. Is that you? People who dwell on the bitter things of yesterday hope for a better day tomorrow, but never get there because it would cost them humility to let go of the past. We look for vengeance when all the time vengeance is God's domain and not ours. There really is no such thing as bittersweet. Even the Bible says that a well cannot issue forth with bitterness and sweet at the same time. Whatever the well is at its source, that is what it will be all the way, unless, like Moses, when the children of Israel were troubled by the bitter waters of Marah, we cooperate with the Spirit of God to cast the branch, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, into the waters to make them sweet. Too many believers today, let alone those who have not yet come to faith, are allowing their lives to be marred by holding grudges about the past. I call on you today in the name of the Lord, let go and forgive even the smallest offense, and then you can receive from the Lord. When we pray in the Lord's Prayer, known by many Christians as the Our Father, these words, "Forgive us our trespasses," you have to know that that only works as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. To be very sure, Jesus went on to say clearly that if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will God forgive you yours, and you had better believe that the Lord means that. I know of many people who have been healed powerfully from cancer, heart disease, and other awful diseases when they have put themselves in the right place of forgiving those who have offended them in the past. At the very least, if that's you, your peace will be restored in abundance. Why not try it? Living in the past also involves the need sometimes to forgive yourself. My wife is a chaplain to veterans of war, and as such she ministers often to men and women who have served their country but who have returned from the theatre of war with post-traumatic stress. Often much of this is rooted in what these men particularly have been called upon to do in the course of the war. Many are bedeviled by repetitive memories of these things, and as such have held themselves for years to account by an inability to just forgive themselves. They cannot move forward with their lives either for themselves or for their families. And many sad cases of suicide have resulted in the burden of unforgiveness of themselves. Like many of you, we honour these men and women who loyally and faithfully serve their countries. War is always an unsavoury business, and things happen in the theatre of war that is outside the control of those who are thrown into the centre of it. Not only are there incidents where men blame themselves for what they did, but as well, many have been witnesses of unspeakable horror as mates were lost in explosions and terrible accidents. The sight of disconnected limbs and open fatal wounds of mates have left terrible memories in the minds of our serving personnel through no fault of their own. Then there are those who have been victims of rape and all kinds of abuse by fathers or mothers, grandfathers, and even ministers and priests. Oh, how our hearts go out to such ones, and how we would like to hug such people to take their pain away. On one occasion, the Apostle Paul wrote, "But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." You can find that in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Paul remembered what it was like when he was called Saul. He was a persecutor of believers. The Bible does not go into a lot of detail about what he did, but we can be sure it implies much violence to believers. I love the conversation which Jesus has with Saul on the Damascus Road. The Lord's first question is, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Was Paul actually persecuting Jesus, who had ascended to heaven himself, beyond the persecution that was going on at Paul's hand? Yes. Can't you see here that Jesus identifies with his people? And he tells Saul, every time you kill or do violence to my people, you are persecuting me. Jesus feels our painful yesterdays. He wants us to know that even though we never spotted him being present while we were going through that abuse, those wartime experiences, that rape or beating, he felt the pain too, and he was there. He was there on the cross, and before it for the savage beatings, and it wasn't for his own sins he suffered, but he broke out of all his yesterdays, including the horror of Calvary, by crying out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he is well able to carry you out of your yesterdays into the glories and the promises of your tomorrows. Friends, Jesus is standing in front of you with his hands outstretched to you. In one of those times when you are pulled back to yesterday and relive your pain again, call out to him and ask him to show you his presence in that moment. Let him show you where he was when you went through what you did, and like him say truly, Lord, I release that person. I release that enemy right now. I forgive that rapist. I ask you to absorb my pain now. Let me move on. I take your hand and press on by faith into my tomorrow as I make my decision to quit yesterday, right now, today. Remember how the Lord said that the two commandments that actually summarize the 10 in the Old Testament was to love the Lord your God with all your being and your neighbor as yourself. Do you notice the last part of that? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you are rooted in your yesterday, you won't be able to love yourself, and maybe you don't. No, maybe you don't forgive yourself for what you did, but you need to. And in doing so, you will be able to love your neighbors as well, because you will love your neighbor in the same way as you love yourself. If we can help you, please write to us either by email or by letter to our post box. We guarantee to respond and pray for you. Jan will give you both addresses at the end of the program. Have your pen and paper ready to take down the details. Do it today, and may your tomorrows be transformed for you, because you will enter into them a new man or a new woman.
Walk me over this horizon. Let the sun's light warm my face. Once again, the times are changing. Once again, I lost my way. While the words of ancient poets fall like dust upon my shoes, greed has robbed me of my vision, turned my heart from higher truths. So take my hand and lift me higher. Be my love and my desire. Hold me safe and unbound. Take my heart to higher ground. I have walked too long in darkness. I have walked too fierce of diamonds that I found were only trade the wealth of ages for a warmer hand to hold. The path of light is narrow, but it leads to streets of gold. So take ground. In this world we move through shadows, never sure of what we see. While the truth abides between us, come and share the truth with me.
Popular music singer Barbra Streisand with a wonderful song, Higher Ground.